WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News Hurricane Milton. I'm Michelle Franzen. Milton churning off into the Atlantic after the hurricane ravaged both coasts of Florida yesterday. The storm making landfall last night as a Category 4 just south of Tampa, sparing the city the worst from the storm surge. Police Chief John Cosby in Bradenton Beach says there's damage, but it could have been much worse.
We're seeing a lot of wind damage. Roofs have been compromised. We've had some structures that were compromised. They blew off the stilts.
In St. Lucie County, at least five are dead after tornadoes tore through neighborhoods. President Biden and Florida's governor spoke by phone earlier.
The White House says DeSantis told the president they're still assessing the damage across the state, and he thanked the president for the extensive federal support to prepare for and respond to the storm. President Biden reiterated to DeSantis he'll provide any support the state needs to speed up the response and recovery. Karen Travers, ABC News. The White House.
More than 3 million customers without power. This is ABC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Gunfire on a Milwaukee area freeway. Ted Allen has more.
A 21-year-old Milwaukee man is in custody following a Wednesday morning road rage incident on I-43 in Mequon. Investigators say he fired one round into another vehicle. That single bullet lodged in the center console, and the other driver, who was the only one in that car, wasn't injured. The alleged shooter faces charges including first-degree reckless endangering safety.
A group of pro-Palestinian students walked out of classes at UW-Milwaukee. The UWM Popular University for Palestine Coalition staged that protest Wednesday, which lasted for about 3 hours. Participants in the walkout are calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and for UW-Milwaukee to cut financial ties with Israel. The group says demonstrations won't stop until demands are heard. That is your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures reach the low 70s. Clear skies tonight will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, we continue to stay unseasonably warm and spike to 80 degrees. It'll be bright, it'll be beautiful, and it'll be summery. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 62 degrees. 99.7
through the past, the next day in the rain.
Jay Roberts on Max FM. If you know me well, you know that I love to get a good deal. I feel like it's just a little victory every time you get a discount on something, and that is why our Big Deal store is so amazing to me and, well, to everyone else that saves at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Check out the savings right now.
Max FM.
Watching you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, there are plenty of live video streams that were available during Hurricane Milton, kind of witnessing at first hand the devastation down there in Florida through those. But I saw a YouTube channel, and this, I've never seen it before. I just started following it as a result of the video. It's called Adventures of Happy Hours. Hours as in O-U-R-S. It's a couple that they live on the Intercoastal Waterway in Florida. They have a couple of boats, and it's basically a boating channel. But he showed the preparation for the hurricane and actually did some check-in videos last night as the storm was hitting, kind of how he protected his waterfront property, how he protected his boat. Very interesting stuff. Again, Adventures of Happy Hours, if you want to check out those videos.
Max FM Sports.
The America League Divisional Series continues tonight with two games. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Detroit will try to upset Cleveland when the Tigers host the Guardians in game four of that best-of-five series. Tigers up 2-1. Yeah, that one starts at 5:08 tonight. Later on, the Yankees take on the Royals in Kansas City, a 7:08 start. New York up 2-1 and can wrap up that series with a win. Dodgers and Padres will play a fifth and deciding game in their series tomorrow. The series tied 2-2. Winner gets the Mets in the NLCS. New York was the first to punch their ticket into the championship series after beating the Phillies 4-1 yesterday. Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in the NFC West. The Seattle Seahawks playing host to the San Francisco 49ers. The Packers are back in the practice field today, getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. That's a noon kick at Lambeau. The Bucks played their second preseason game tonight, this time at Fiserv Forum. They'll host the Los Angeles Lakers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM.
That's what they say when we're
Hey, so I mentioned earlier how I had a big crush on Sheena Easton. Well, one of my other crushes as a kid was Tiffany, and I think it was probably maybe I was 10 years old, started plastering Tiffany posters all over my bedroom wall. Couldn't ever find the Sheena Easton posters, but there were plenty of Tiffany posters. That and Lamborghinis. I used to get, was it the Scholastic Book Club would send out those posters if you ordered them? You get those Lamborghini Countach posters. I had a bunch of those on the walls. Well, Kenny Loggins now, 99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
is still my all, and my love for you is still unknown.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. What is it about right now, more than any other time, that has got all of my neighbors working on big projects in the neighborhood? I live out in the sticks, in the boondocks, gravel road. I've got a neighbor on each side, but we have, you know, it's all a wooded area. And for whatever reason, neighbors on both sides are doing major renovation projects to their homes. One of them is putting an addition on his home. The other one just put in a new septic system and is now working on some other project. I don't know if he's building a shed, doing something. Then the lot next door to those folks on the one side of my house, they're building a new home. So it's like all of this stuff going on at once. I asked my wife if we missed the memo. Are we supposed to be doing these big projects right now? Biggest thing I have to do is put new roofing on a shed, which is about maybe a one-day job, which reminds me I got to order stuff for that. Maybe it's something I can work on this weekend. Quick break. We're back with more music on Max FM next.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Avoiding the scale after filling up on those summertime treats, now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce your appetite, and increase your fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy to supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Check them out at RemedyMeIV.com.
All aboard!
It's time for Pumpkin Train. Every Saturday and Sunday at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the beautiful fall colors, and all kids 12 and under get a free pumpkin with the ride. Make sure to buy your tickets today at DellsTrain.com. A beautiful 2 mile scenic train ride the whole family is sure to love. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Get your tickets online now at DellsTrain.com, and we'll see you on the Pumpkin Train.
All aboard!
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures reach the low 70s. Clear skies tonight will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, we continue to stay unseasonably warm and spike to 80 degrees. It'll be bright, it'll be beautiful, and it'll be summery. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 65.
99.7
just have to look good. I don't have to be clear. Come and whisper in my ear. Give us dirty laundry. Kick 'em with the up, kick 'em with the down. Kick 'em with the up, kick 'em with the down. Kick 'em with the up, kick 'em with the down.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Trust.
You ever wake up in the middle of the night with a thought, maybe something that's pondering in your mind, and you got a question and you want to get the answer, so you grab your phone and start Googling things like 3 a.m. for no good reason? Mine that got me up in the middle of the night last night was Aretha Franklin. When did she die? Then I had this question, like, in my half sleeping stupor, is she really gone or is she still alive? I couldn't figure it out. Well, like, I did figure it out. August 16th, 2018, Aretha Franklin passed away at the age of 76. She had pancreatic cancer. Answered my own question. Then I couldn't go back to sleep, unfortunately. It's Jay Roberts on Max FM.
the end.